European Union leaders are meeting in Athens today to sign historic treaties, adding 10 new members. But the war in Iraq has overshadowed the agenda. It's also divided the European Union. Many of the nations that will soon join, most from the former communist East, have supported the U.S.-led war. So too have the governments of long-standing EU members such as Britain, Spain, and Italy. But public opinion has run strongly against the war across Europe, particularly in Greece, the nation now hosting the EU summit. Protesters called a general strike and plan huge demonstrations in the center of Athens today. John Siropoulos reports from Athens that the demonstrators are tapping into a deep current of anti-Americanism in Greece.
In the shadow of the Acropolis, the neighborhood of Thisio is where Athenians like to spend weekend afternoons. Here you can pick up old gramophone records, army surplus clothes, and new conspiracy theories. Greeks love to compete for the most obscure explanations of global events. But on the subject of Iraq, they are surprisingly of one mind.
The United States is on a path of world imperialism. It has to conquer the whole world. They will do that at any cost.
This elderly civil engineer, who refused to give his name, reflects what most people here seem to think, that Saddam and his alleged weapons of mass destruction were merely a pretext for a U.S. war of expansion, either to claim Iraq's oil or to show the rest of the world who's boss. Young people are especially disillusioned. In a poll earlier this month, they were asked why they thought the war in Iraq is taking place. Over 90% gave roughly this answer.
America doesn't want to give democracy to Iraq. It wants only to have profit from this place.
The words of Dimitris, an electrical engineer, are reinforced by Gregory, a web designer.
The war wasn't for the bad dictatorship of Saddam, because in the world there are other dictatorships, like Pakistan, which is a good dictatorship for USA and has also nuclear weapons, but there's no problem with that.
Greece does have a tradition of anti-Americanism. Many Greeks still resent U.S. support for a military dictatorship here in the 1960s and 70s. But there is also an underdog culture here, which Ted Koulombis, a professor of international relations, believes to date back to 1949, after the civil war between communists and nationalists.
We still see ourselves as poor, as dependent, and many of the memories of what I call now reflex anti-Americanism begin to reverberate every time there is a policy that is considered unnecessarily militaristic.
That was the case in 1999, when the U.S. bombed neighboring Yugoslavia. It is the case again now. Last month, when the U.S. attacked Iraq, 500,000 Greeks, 5% of the population, took to the streets to protest. Trade unions and other activists again organized a general strike and demonstration today. They hope to keep Iraq high on the agenda of EU leaders meeting here, and it will be. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is in Athens to discuss the future of post-war Iraq. For NPR News, this is John Siropoulos in Athens.